This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's been news from the Justice Department that Goldman Sachs has agreed to pay more than $5 billion for its role in the home mortgage crisis. It's the fifth and perhaps final U.S. bank to settle up with the government. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports as these types of deals wind down, new concerns over shady lending practices are sprouting up.
Part of the $5 billion penalty is earmarked for underwater homeowners, distressed borrowers, and communities hit hard by the mortgage meltdown. Charles Peabody with Portales Partners says the settlements, coupled with Dodd-Frank regulations, have shifted big bank culture.
Banks have become much more cautious. They've de-risked their balance sheets. They've increased their liquidity.
As the banks have shed their risky business, the so-called shadow banking system has happily taken it on. The personal lenders, the auto lenders, even some mortgage companies are letting people borrow too much. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics.
The role of non-banks has increased 400% in just the last 3 years, and those companies are under none of the new regulations designed to prevent something like the Goldman Sachs case from happening again.
The question is whether we're redefining mortgage banking so consumers are protected. Petro says she's not sure we are. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.